on Belfer ground floor, between 2 to 6, you know, the Belfer building, having a Suda's bar mitzvah. So stop by, you know. I couldn't give everyone a seat, you know, but those that are, you know, there for the whole time, they're there. But I'm saying those that are not, you know, please feel free, you know, to stop by. I'd like to, if you, I'd like if you would come a little early.
Oh.
You know, or...
Not after the Suda.
I'd like to do it before the Suda, to have a quick mincha. And, you know, I follow Moshe Bick's shita, that if you don't have a base Knesset Kavua, then you don't have a chiv to do Chazor Sashatz. And you do a Hecha Kedusha. So,
that's
yeah.
That's probably good if you have more than 10 people.
Yeah, you need a minion.
Well, no, you shouldn't have 11, right? You should have 11, because you don't have, you're not... You don't have to build the tzibur if the chasm was already started, and then you have 9 who didn't start.
No, you'll have 10 people. And anyway, there's you have 10 people, you're good. 10 people. There's no such thing as 11 people. 10 people. Why 11 people?
Yeah, but they're not having to go.
Well, first of all, there's a big question, when are you supposed to... start, if you do Hecha Kedusha, when should the other people, should they start together with the Chazan? Some hold they should start. And anyway, even if you don't start later, you don't have to overlap the whole Shemoneh Esrei with the 10, as long as there's a partial overlap according to some shittos. Yeah. So, this is what... Okay. I figured my son's bar mitzvah, he was just laying the Shabbos, so that's why I figured we could do something. I want to speak this year about in Yoni Shomer Ka'ona, and also so Kriya Sator, he laying the Torah, this Be'er Shabbos, Shabbos Parshas Bereishis. So, you should know that really his bar mitzvah was Chol Hamoed Sukkos, so he could have just, you know, laying the Sukkim and Pinchas. But I just feel like throughout his life, everyone's going to ask you, what's your bar mitzvah parsha? Right? Throughout your life. And to have a kid go through life saying, I never had a bar mitzvah parsha. You know? So I just feel, so for that reason, you know, I felt it was important that he should have a bar mitzvah parsha, even though technically he was born in a week that there's no real parsha. So that was, okay. So, let's begin with the Sefer Maisa Rav of the Gaon. So it says, and this is the nice edition, you know, the Solshinsky edition. So these are Hanhagas of the Vilna Gaon. B'Shabbos Chol Hamoed Pesach V'Sukkos V'Shavuos. Yom Beis, Achar Yotzos Kodamein Kamocha, Korim Hamigila Benigum Uvetarmen. So before in Kamocha, meaning before you take out the Sefer Torah, you read Megillah on these Yom Tovim Benigum Uvetarmen. Mi Megillah Hanichta Begilion Kesefer Torah Imamudim. So one person reads and everyone listens. So in other words, you need a regular Megillah. You know, cloth. Hakorim Mevarach Shtei Brachos. And the Korei says Shtei Brachos Al Mikra Megillah V'Shachiyon. So again, this is not talking about Megillah Esther. This is talking about Pesach, Shir HaShirim, Sukkos, Koheles, Shavuos, Rus. All these things, the Vilna Gaon Sheet is you make a bracha al mikra megillah to Shachianu. And those the Gra people, you know, you daven Chaim Berlin, you'll see they'll do that. And, you know, people who are, most shuls don't do that. And in Broyers,
they don't even say from a Chumash.
But they read all the, they do all the Megillahs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do all the there's no one person saying it loud. Everyone does it.
Yeah.
As long as it's for Zichalein.
Right.
What? And I always grew up in a shul that didn't have a clock, but there was one person who said it aloud. Yeah. 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 Right. Exactly. So after you have some. Yeah. So that's the gong. Then on page 5 it says Pamachas. One time it happened. Ikla milsa shenechlash ma'od b'shachas. That he. He was very weak. At Shachar, Sivil Hosia Sevitar Likros, Lokaru HaMegillah. So I guess he was too weak. So what? He was too weak, and therefore they skipped the Megillah.
They brought
Sevitar. They brought out. So he said to start with the laning, Lokaru HaMegillah. Uve Mincha Sivil Likros HaMegillah, Ulevarech Kemo Baboke. Well, so, and what does it mean? He was too weak. In other words, he was too weak, and therefore, he was. Does it mean that he was going to be the Valkore and he was too weak? Well, no, it doesn't necessarily mean that. It just means that he was too weak, and he wanted to, you know, finish davening already, and go home and make Yiddish or something like that. So, but it's interesting that you see the that it doesn't have to be. In the morning, doesn't have to be b'shachas. Pamachas ikla milsa shenechlas v'od b'shachas tzila holtzi hasevitara likros v'lokaru hamigilah u'mincha tziva likros hamigilah u'lavarech kimo baboker. Okay, so there's a famous piece here. You look in on page 2. It says Karim HaMegillah B'Tzibur Ayim B'Shulchanach Simen Tov Tzadi Sivkot New Dalet Shemati Shehikshe Chacham Echal Rabbeinu Zatzal Yemisa Sekriya Samegillah Halal Huchiv Kol Kach Eich Utarim L'Krosim B'Shavis. In other words, us people who don't read from a cloth and don't make a bracha, it's not such a chiyuv. You know, if you're not making a bracha already and you're not reading a cloth, it's okay, some type of minhag. But if you're reading it, you're taking a cloth and you're reading a megillah and you're making a bracha, so that means it's a real chiyuv. So then how can we do it on Shabbos? We just read Shir HaKoheles. That was long, though. That was long. I gave a drasha in shul that day, and it was already close to 12. I said I'd give a short drasha by the time you finish. And it's becoming cool when you don't have a Shabbos Chol HaMoed and you have to do a Shemini Atzeres. You know, you might as well start davening 6:30 in the morning. You know.
Especially
in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Oh, Eretz Yisrael. No, I'll tell you in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael and Shavuos, when it's one day and they have Rus, I probably fell asleep 4 times in the middle of Rus, at least. You know, I was up the whole night. And then, you know, now I have the minhag that I give the first shiur of the night, and then I go to sleep, and I wake up for the regular 8:30 minyan. I used to stay up the whole night. Then I had a minhag like Rabbi Harari did. I stay up the whole night. I used to stay up the whole night and then daven. And then I used to stay up the whole night and then go to sleep and daven into. Now I don't even stay up the whole night. But the nafkamina was when Rav David Lipschitz was alive, so then he sang Ode Lakel in the morning. So to miss that was like missing the whole religion, you know, like, you can't miss that. So when I was younger, so I stayed up the whole night, and Rav David, in the morning, he would come in 4 o'clock in the morning, he would go to the Omech, the Bima, 4:30, and he would start singing Ode Lakel, and then we would daven. But then I stopped doing that, but I wouldn't go to sleep without hearing him Ode Lakel, so I'd stay up the whole night and hear him sing Ode Lakel, and then I'd go to sleep and daven 8:30. Then once he was nifter, even though still they continue the minhag here in the yeshiva, the single de la kel. But since it's not Rav David, you know, clutch of a people, I'm not taking it away, lovely people, but it's not Rav David Lipschitz. So then I, you know, de la kel? Oy de la kel, levav choyke, levav choyke, levav choyke. Biron Yachad, Biron Yachad, Biron Yachad, Kochvei Boker, Kochvei Boker, Shimuno El Anisham Oleshem, Shrovi Ohamamo, Baboiker, Baboiker, Oy de la kelevo, etc.
When is it done?
No, before davening.
Yeah,
before breath, yeah.
Yeah.
When?
Like
every day. Yeah, 1 year Rav Nassim Kamenetsky was here for Shavuos. You know, Rav David Lipschitz's son-in-law, Rav Nassim Kamenetsky. He wrote The Making of a Gadol. And so he said over there, Rav David, you know, Rav Shechel mentioned in the mirror they used to do that. I mean, Rav Shechel pointed out, I heard that's how Rav David's niggin, you know, like Rav Nassim Kamenetsky said, it's from the mirror. That's what I think Rav Shechel said. But he sang it very nicely. Rav Shimon Kerem Yavne, he had a different niggun for Ode Lakel. Different niggun. I guess in Broyers they don't. Yeah, but maybe you'll sing. You probably do a good job. Yeah, but that's the way the niggun went. You know, I'm not the biggest bucket. Okay. So the question is, how do you read the Megillah on Shabbos if we can't read? We don't read Megillah Esther on Shabbos, Shema Yavirenu. So how do we read this on Shabbos? Because it's a real chiyuv. He's reading it the same way he's reading Megillah Esther with a cloth and a bracha. So he answered, so Gzeira the Rabbah Loshaicha El Bechiyuvim Hamutolim Al Kol Yochid V'Yochid Kimo Shofar Lulav Megillah Bezmana. That the Gzeira the Rabbah is only on a Chovas HaYochid. There were some Chiyuvim that Shofar Lulav. Everyone has to hear Shofar. Everyone has to take Lulav. Everyone has to read the Megillah. And if you can't come to shul, then you have to read it at home, or someone has to read it for you. But Koheles, these things, even though it's a chiyuv, it's only a chiyuv on a tzibur.
You could ask the same question. What about
Kriyas? Oh, we'll see. So it's a chova on the tzibur. In other words, so it means if you couldn't come to shul and you missed Koheles, there's no inyan that you have to get someone to read it for you from a cloth. You know, even according to the Gro. The Gro says a chiv, but it's only a chiv al tzibur. It's not a chiv al kol yachid v'yachid. Aval Kriyas Megillah Halalu Lahut Buklal Al Hayaki Ki'im Al Harabim. From a Kriyas Sefer Torah. Shim Enkan Minyan Asara Enchi of Klal Al Yachit. Vidavashay Chiyu Mavon Ki'im Al Harabim. Lekal Amecha Shemi Yavirenu Kmodamrin Aval Marabim Midkiriya Hadadi. It's Chovas Harabim, so they'll remind each other. But if they're all Chovas Hayachid, then you can forget and you come to carry it. Oh, so then look what it says. B'shut binyan Shlomo, hevi es divrei hapula sachir. So that's the pula sachir. I think it was a Talmud agro. Because of zeh yishashim mashi hiksha hatosas yontif. So Tosas Yontif has a kasha, and that what you said, Rabbi Hess. Teich korim to say for Torah b'Shabbos. You could ask that kasha about Shabbos. How could you read Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos when you say Shemi Yavirenu? Right? It's not simple to be a Bal Koreh. You know, my son and I were...
It's not only a mitzvah,
it's a book. Oh, Da'ika Gam King Zeyvah Shemi Yavirenu, V'dachal Yashav, and V'fi Divrei Agro, Yishlom, and the Gam Kriyas HaTorah Shel Shabbos, Shub Mitakonos Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Yatakono Ela Al HaTzibur. V'im Yesh HaSar B'yachad, Az Muta Aleim Chiyiv B'Sevet Torah. Avom... Well, Eino Chova al Kol Yochid V'Yochid, Hilkach Lo Shayach Gezeira. Kakos Hosham Harav Bal Motzi Or Sefer Maisa Rav Hanal. So,
they're going to remind, like,
mid-career to
literally
means
remind.
Yeah, right.
Mind not to carry.
Yeah, right.
In your house,
if you can walk. Yeah, in other words, technically, it doesn't make sense, because it's still, you're not going to be in my house when I'm going to, you know, if I'm the Bal Koreh. So, but they never made it, the Gabi. And he has a beautiful diuk. He says, that's why, what's the lasha here? He quotes here. On the page 3, on the paragraph that begins the Heshif, he says, "Hakol chayovim b'shofar." In other words, when they say Gzeir D'Rabba, why don't they just say Gzeir Shem Yavirenu? No, they have a whole introduction. "Hakol chayovim b'shofar." "Hakol chayovim b'gilah." And say, why do you have to have that introduction? So he said, "Nah, that's good for the point, because hakol chayovim means it's a chovas hayachid, and therefore we will go there. It's a gevaldik adiyik." So the Shalah, maybe I'll put that in a future packet. The Shalah says that the Dalet Parshios are a Chovas Yachid.
Especially Zohar.
Yeah, especially Zohar, but maybe even all four, not necessarily Daraisa, but I want to show you that inside. Maybe in the next packet I'll put it in. That could be a Chovas Yachid. So that would mean a Chovas Yachid, that if you didn't hear it, you would have to hear it. So the question is this the Pasha Pshad and the Tosas Yontes Kasha? Is this the Pasha Pshad and the Teretz that it's Chovas HaTzibur? So one could say differently. Someone would say like this, that we know the famous Taz, that Chachamim can't make a gezeira that's going to eradicate. So he said it, Magabi, they can't eradicate. The famous Kasha. How could you blow shofar? Why don't we say gezeira Shem Yisak and Klishir? Right? Shem Yisak and Klishir. Right? You're not allowed to have musical instruments in Shabbos and Yontif. So the famous Taz says, but if you're going to say gezeira Shem Yisak and Klishir, then you can never have the mitzvah of shofar. In other words, Shofar Shkali of Shabbos, I understand, but you won't have the... So that's the Shaila.
Why don't we see the same for by Shemiyah
Yavir and Salam? The what?
Then that eradicates
the
Shofar
on Shabbos. No, but because it only eradicates on Shabbos, but most of the years it's not Shabbos.
Shem
Yisak and Klishir will never have the mitzvah of shofar.
The
Rosh Hashanah is going to be. Well, never happens. So that you can't do. But it was show. Okay, some years we won't blow. Some years we won't blow.
You can only blow the second day.
Yeah, but the second day is only Drabon. Second day is only Drabon. So one maybe could say the whole thing. They made a takana, so by definition, if you're going to say, they were saying that we're not going to apply Shavuot Renu here. So that could be. You know, there's a whole discussion. I have this in my sefer on Minhagim, whether it's proper to read the Torah without making a bracha. So the two famous examples are Mishnah Torah, Leil Hoshana Rabbah. Some people have. So there's a whole discussion because some people are very against that minhag. Because you're reading Kriyas HaTorah b'Rabim without a bracha. And then Hasidim have a minhag on the first days of Nisan, they read the Nisim. So I was saying over the Shir before the end of Yantif in Kingsway Jewish Center, I was saying over. So Rabbi Wolman, who works in the shul, that came over to me and said another important example is the discussion of Zohar, because a lot of times they read the Zohar again for the women, you know, and they don't read it with a bracha. So who says, Rabbi Badi, they're against that. I'm pretty sure he was very against, take the Torah out for the, you know, that's not his thing. You know, but in this day and age, you know, everyone.
It can be eight to the other time of the year,
Yeah, but they're not coming to Shul. Somehow, Zohar, in life, certain things have mazel, and some things, like someone said, some things have mazel, some things don't have mazel. So, Zohar has a lot of mazel. Everyone titters by Zohar. Even though, you know, like Poskim point out, I have to mention that Pasha Pshav, women are potter, Sefer HaChinuch says the women are potter from Zohar. Because La Benos Mochama, Zohar, is to get ready for the Mochama, you know, Benos Mochama. But somehow, people get a little. And then you have. And also, like Shofar and Lulav have a big mazel, that all the women want to hear Shofar and Lulav. What woman doesn't want to hear Shofar? Because it's like a scary thing, you know, Shofar is like, you know, Rosh Hashanah, you know, you want to hear Shofar. But we're not putter from Shofar. You know? But they want to, you know, or they're putter from Lulav. But, if I can, if you hold, you're not allowed to make a bracha, so they're making a, you know, mitzvah says, my grandma, which could be a Shiloh, a bracha l'batala, especially for this fire. But I don't know, certain things. I saw that in.
Shagasari holds that social level.
Yeah, Shagasari holds you're not allowed to carry a chauffeur to blow for a woman. I think Rabbi also holds that way. Yeah. Yeah, but you can't tell that to too many people. The plan is that. Both the hits. Yeah. Right, I have a whole, you know, sheet that could be that they don't have it could be that they don't even have a mitzvah. But that's a separate point. Oh, so this idea that it's a chovas, it's a tzibur, but Kriyas HaTorah is a whole discussion. I'll show you one thing that Shefna said over 1 year that is like this. On page 6, you have the din in Shulchan Aruch. About what if the community didn't read the Torah one particular week. Look in the Ramah. In Botul B'Shabbos Aspias Parsha B'Tzibur L'Shabbos Habah Korin Oso Parsha in Parsha Sheyachos. So if you didn't do Kriyas HaTorah 1 week, then you, next week you read two parshas. So what do you see from that? Nothing. You see that you have a chiyuv. So what's, what do you see? So Rav Shachter pointed out, no. Look in the Shari Ephraim. Who's the Shari Ephraim? So that's the Ephraim Zal Margolius. He's famous for... His probably most famous sefer is the Mat Ephraim. Right? You know, in Hilchas, you know, but the more lumdishes form, like the base of Ephraim, is his Truva sefer. You know, that's why he writes his famous Truva about permitting Eruvin in big cities. He permitted Eruvin in big cities. Against the Mishkanos Yaakov, who said it's also. And Rav Kook paskin like the Mishkanos Yaakov. Okay? I told you a story, the Adaris. He was the father-in-law of Rav Kook. And Rav Kook got his first shteller in Russia. He said, I'm going to give you some fatherly advice, or father-in-lawly advice. And that is, make an Eruv in your community. So Rav Kook said, no. I follow the Mishkanos Yaakov. You can't make an Eruv in a big city. So that's what the sheet I mean, I don't enforce that other people, but I personally, any place that potentially is Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, I won't use an Eruv there. So I'll use, like in Moresh HaKolel, because it's not Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, but any street in Queens and anything that's Tezayin Amma is potentially Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa. What? Yeah, I mean, and again, I don't impose it on other people, but myself. So, you know, I use it in the camp, you know. So he says here, look on page 8. It says, Kvar b'yanim b'sif tes, shim botu hatzibur akriya ba'onis. If they didn't, had an onus and they didn't say the kriya, yashlimu l'shabas haba. Fim lo botlu ba'onis rak shalo yasham asara b'shabas, zeh ein tzarech l'hashlim b'shabas haba. In other words, what if there was no minyan in shul? Like I think Rav Shachter said, like there's a snowstorm. No one come to shul, so they didn't read. So he says, you don't have to make tashlum. So Rav Shachter thought the pshat is like this, that it's a chovas hatzibur. So if the tzibur came to shul, and for some reason they didn't blame because they couldn't open the Aron Kodesh, they didn't have the key or whatever, so then they were mechuyev because they had a chovas hatzibur. The tzibur convened, and they had a chiyev to lein, and they didn't. So whenever you have a chiyev and you don't do it, then there's tashlumin, like by tefillah. If you had a chiyev, but chas v'shalom, if a person's an onen and he didn't daven, they lost a relative between the mis and the kavura, so there's no chiyev and there's no tashlumin. So that's what Rav Shachter wanted to bring a raya from Shari Ephraim, that if it's, he makes a chiluk between that the tzibur was there, but they didn't do it, then there's tashlumin. But in lo batlu, but when it's rak shalo yashal masara, ain't sarach lahashlam. Okay, so that's the... So that would be a raya that you know that Kriyas HaTorah would be a Chovas HaTzibur. That's a Rav Shachter thought from that. Rav Shachter has other rayas from Rabban Muhammad, but that idea is a possibility.
The tzibur would be defined by the people in the city, meaning even if they don't come to shul, but they're still. I think if there's 10 people in the city, they all decide not to go to shul on Shabbos. They're not obligated in.
Right.
Then it would be, even if there's a snowstorm, then maybe you don't see the Shari Prime, you'd be obligated.
Right, but if you don't say right. No, but he's saying that in low bidlo bil rach shalo haya sham asar b'shabbazeh.
Right, unless they weren't, maybe means that they weren't in the town, I don't know.
Yes, it's hard to say right? I mean, it could be that everyone went away, you know, like someone was saying, like certain communities in Sukkos, like half the people go away, because, like Rabbi Teleki was saying, like the West Side, a lot of people go away because it's hard to get Sukkos. For Pesach, they sure go away because you know, they have these other programs and things like that. Okay, now the next part of the, maybe we'll start this next week, is a shaila I once got, and I was mako from the shaila. I said I had a point that, I mean, the shaila was a week or two before the kids' bar mitzvah. They noticed that he prepared the wrong parsha, meaning he prepared the parsha when he was still a cotton. Right? In other words, sometimes you think, oh, this is the Shabbos he was born, or you know, they got it off. So the shaila is, so what are you going to do with it? This kid, you know, how are you going to? They said, we have to find the cooler here. So the pashas is, and we'll have to explain this more in the future, is that that a cotton maybe could be a balkori. Yeah, and that's
Persians.
And yeah, Persians and even yeah. I'll show you the Bach on page 11, but it needs to be more. Explain, so we'll do that tomorrow or next week. He says the mind nafkin mean, the first word on the line is hasefer. See the two arrows there, go even further down. Hasefer Torah. The mind nafkin mean all the sefer Torah who got a lo cotton. How you get a chiyuv who yishmu l'kriyas haTorah me'akorim talk sefer Torah. The chiyuv is just to hear. So who cares if it's a gadol or a cotton? That's the Bach. So based on this Bach, I thought, as others pointed out, I mean, we don't necessarily do this to Chatzilah, but maybe this could be a smach. In other words, Kriyas HaMegillah, the hope is to read the Megillah. So when you hear Shomei Ka'ona, it's love you read. But maybe Kriyas HaTorah is not a din in Shomei Ka'ona. And that's what we're going to see, Rav Shachdaz in the safe and others, and that, so based on that, it could be a tzad kula, but we have to see more about that in the future. Okay, Rabosa, I tried very hard to make sure we had a shiur today, you know, that we shouldn't go without a day of shiur. That's why I made this packet a rush job on, usually any shiur I gave, the packet was made months before. This packet was, even though I've given the shiur before, I made it on Friday. And, you know, to make sure that we're going to have a shiur today. So I thank everyone for coming. And anyone who wants to stop by, you know, between 2 and 6, Rez Hashem should be happy to do so. And we should share good occasions with each other in the future.